Hello, good morning, and welcome to or welcome back to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan or Lana, and today's episode is all about a fall reset, a back to school reset, whether you are getting out of summer mode and into fall mode for work, or maybe you're a student going back to high school or university. We have a wide range of listeners on this podcast, but no matter what it is, no matter what we're doing, I'm going to give you my guide for your mindset, your habits, your routines, your must-haves, the things that I am loving right now for fall, and just everything that you should know and be doing to be your hottest, healthiest, most confident self. That is a theme over here on the pod. I'm helping you become that version of yourself. So get those headphones in, get on your hot girl walk, or maybe you're on your commute, and dial in, because this episode is going to be a good one. I'm feeling super zen right now. I just got back from Trove. If you live in Toronto and haven't tried out Trove yet, it's this incredible wellness spot with a lot of solo journeys. I feel like a lot of spots opened, and it's a lot of like group common area type situations when it comes to like saunas and ice baths and whatnot, which I do love for the social aspect. But sometimes you just want a moment alone. You want to do something alone. So that's why I love Trove. They have like red light therapy. They have IV drips, which I feel like we didn't really have in Toronto. I would see them in LA and New York and Miami and whatnot, but I never really saw them in the Toronto space. But they have that. I just did the sauna and the ice bath. They have an infrared sauna. You can connect your music to the Bluetooth and have your own music playing, and it was just so nice, so relaxing, and it feels like a little sanctuary tucked away from the city. But really love it. If you're looking for something like that, definitely check out Trove. I'll link it in the show notes. Just T-R-O-V-E Wellbeing on Instagram. Female owned. We love a female owned business. But anyways, I'm feeling zen because I just got back from there. A few housekeeping things, then we get into our current faves, then I want to give you some life updates because I got a lot of positive feedback from my little story time last week. So we're going to continue with the story times, and then we'll get into the bulk of the episode. Again, feel free to fast forward if that's not your cup of tea, if you don't care to hear any of this. But for those that do, dial in, listen in, get ready. But housewarming stuff. I am so excited to share with you guys that I'm going to be leading the Aloe Runners Club Run Club on Saturday, September 7th, taking off at the Eden Center in downtown Toronto at 12 p.m. I'll put the link that you can register. It's free. It's open to all levels of experience, all paces. Everyone is welcome. I know you guys have been begging for a run club, so we have this incredible opportunity to both be running with Aloe and also celebrating their new running shoe, which seems awesome. I'm currently waiting for mine to be delivered, but I've heard amazing things and they look beautiful. So sign up for the Aloe Runners Club. It is going to be, again, from the Eden Center, September 7th at 12 p.m. They'll have at their other stores all across the world. So if you don't live in Toronto and want to run as well, definitely check that out. I think I can also grab the link for that landing page as well if you don't live in Toronto. But if you live in Toronto and you want to run with me, then come to the Eden Center Aloe location on September 7th. I'm so excited. Kind of nervous, you guys, but I think this will be a really fun experience for all of us. Also, furthering community events and fun things, another Hot Girl Sweat event is coming soon. It's going to be taking place on September 27th in the evening, and it's going to happen at ARC, which is Active Remedy Club. I think I said that right. It's located in Liberty Village. It is a sauna and ice bath place. We'll have a live DJ. We'll have some beverages. It will be a fun, chill vibe. Great to meet like-minded individuals. More details to follow. I'll let you guys know when tickets are going on sale. Again, this will be for charity, this event, but would love to see you all there. On to my current faves. I'm currently reading Wild Love by Elsie Silver, and I have been loving it. I was not really loving Swan Song too much, but I'm reading it as a part of my little book club with two of my girlfriends. It has been so fun being in a book club. I feel really old saying that I'm having fun in a book club, but if you're not doing a book club with your friends, what are you doing? It is an opportunity to read a book, chat with them about it, talk about other things, make some baked goods, hang out, you know, all the good stuff. Also been really loving the new Dyson hair products. They came out with a pre-style and post-style cream. The pre-style one comes in four different types, and I have the one for curly to coily hair that's light conditioning because I have fine, very curly hair. Really, really love it, and I've been using it every single time I style my hair. Really been loving my Align shorts, the 6-inch ones. You guys always ask me what shorts I'm wearing. If you see me wearing biker shorts, 99% of the time, it is my Align biker shorts in the 6-inch. I like the 6-inch. They ride up a little bit on me, but then they're like the perfect length. I don't feel like anything's going to pop out. I don't feel like they're too long. I feel like they're super flattering and I feel super snatched in them. Also been loving my Bala ankle weights, the 1 pound ones. I love wearing them for my hot girl walks. If you guys have been staying up to date on my Instagram stories, you guys know I'm on a mission to build the habit of a morning 30-minute hot girl walk. Especially on the days where I'm not doing a workout, where I'm not doing a run, where I'm not doing Pilates, whatever it may be. We are going on our walk in the morning. It helps us with our mental health. We feel better mentally, physically. We feel energized. We get some fresh air, as fresh as the city air can be. We get some vitamin D from the sun. Helps regulate our circadian rhythm. It also just like helps start our day. If you work from home, it's like you're commuting to work. It puts you in that headspace like, okay, we're going to work now. If you feel like you don't have a lot of time, maybe see if you can walk to work instead of drive. Park your car a little bit further away from the office building or school building, whatever it is. Also been loving, as a part of my current faves, my fifth and final current fave, because you know we're doing five current faves now, is my morning hot girl walk. It is life-changing. You can also make it a little social thing. You can go with your roommate, you can go with a friend, you can go with your partner, sibling, your parents, whoever. Make it a little social outing if you can. On to the life updates. I accidentally went on a date without knowing it was a date. I'm gonna be honest, this has happened more than once before. Like, this isn't the first time that this has happened. To be fair, they did say it was a non-date and they weren't asking me out on a date. They were asking out on a non-date, but it was very much a date. For lack of better words, it was a date. We went and saw It Ends With Us. Yes, you know, I already know what you're thinking, Alana. Like, if he's taking you to a movie, like, that is a date. Like, he said it was a non-date. I don't know. We know each other from, like, workout classes. It was very chill. I don't know. Maybe I need to be tricked into going on dates currently because I have, like, no desire to really go on dates at this moment in time. But I thought it was just, like, chill friends, you know, going to a movie. He said, like, his friend bailed and asked if I wanted to go, and I wanted to see that movie, so, like, why not? Anyways, it definitely was a date. He picked me up. He took me to the movie. The movie was really good. I did not cry. It takes a lot to make me cry watching a movie. I had read It Ends With Us years ago. I did not really remember much of the plot, so I kind of went into this somewhat blind, I guess, on a multitude of levels, because I was going into this thinking just me and a friend going to a movie, but I really, really liked it. I know a lot of people have controversial opinions on it. Some people really like it, some people really don't. The only thing I will say is, like, what was with the styling? Who is the stylist? Is this an alternative motive to get people to talk about it more by dressing everyone really badly? Nonetheless, apparently I'm just an idiot and just believe, like, I see innocence in people and I just believe pure intentions. Although, like, I would argue I am a really good dater and I really am good at cueing in. Obviously, once I was there, I realized I, like, barely tried for my outfit or anything. But maybe that's better. I don't know. Have you guys ever gone into plans with someone thinking that it was just chill and not a date and it ended up being a date? Let me know. DM me. Always happy to chat. I'm also been looking into moving to London, England. You guys know I'm going back, or maybe you don't. I'm going back to England in November and I'm so excited. I'm going on another solo trip there surrounding my family trip to South Africa. But I've been looking into moving to London and exploring everything. I'm seriously on the side of TikTok where it's like Australians that have moved to London and they're just revealing, like, the hard parts and the reality of moving to London and whatnot. So that's, like, the corner of the internet that I'm living on. But I recently discovered this really cool supplement. You guys know I'm always up to try new health and wellness things, whether it be the supplements I'm taking, the way I'm eating, how I'm moving my body,
the little wellness practices and habits and rituals that I'm integrating into my day-to-day life. And I've been taking the supplement MitoPure from Timeline for the past few months. And it's really cool because it helps with muscle health, recovery, strength. And you guys know that I'm so adamant about training for health, for endurance, for athleticism, and also for longevity in my life, to be able to still have good mobility and movement as I continue to age. I think it's really important to take care of your health when you're young and you still have it, and to not take it for granted. And I feel like MitoPure is the perfect supplement for that in my life. It is super easy to take. You can take 2 soft gels a day for as little as 2 months and start seeing significant improvements in your cellular energy, muscle strength, and endurance. After around 4 months, which I'm hitting around that point right now, you'll feel yourself getting stronger, recovering faster after workouts, which is so key, especially with me who cross trains all the time. And you also experience less inflammation. That's something that I struggle with a lot, especially if I'm training more intensively. And I feel like I've definitely have noticed a difference. My fingers are less inflamed. I feel like my face is less inflamed. My muscles recover so much better from workouts. So if you are curious in learning more about MitoPure from Timeline or trying it out for yourself, Timeline is offering 10% off your first order of MitoPure. You can go to timeline.com/Alana. That's TIMELINE.com/Alana, ALLANA, for 10% off your first order of MitoPure. Thank you, Timeline, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray.
If you have any tips, words of wisdom to apply for like moving to London, finding a flat, finding flatmates, finding jobs, applying for jobs, networking and whatnot, because I would love to have a job if I move there. Not that I don't have a job right now, but I would love to work a traditional 9-to-5. If I was there, I think I'd just feel a lot more secure financially, and it's a way to meet people and whatnot. And like also would be really sick. There's so many like higher end luxury brands that have offices there, and I think it would be really cool. And opportunities that came with it. But anyways, let's get into what you clicked on this episode for. Fall reset, back to school reset, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to title it, whatever you want to categorize it as. We are resetting our minds, our bodies, our lives for the new season. I feel like it's always so much fun at the start of a new season, especially when it comes to fall. I feel like September is our new year. Nothing really changes in January. It doesn't really feel like a new year. September still feels like a new year, even though I'm not in school anymore. Definitely feels like a new chapter, the start of a new chapter. And as always, I always start with our mindset when it comes to these reset episodes. Honestly, I love recording these reset episodes. They're probably my favorite thing ever. But our mindset. We are going to have an abundance and optimistic mindset this fall. We're going to have a growth mindset. We're going to say yes to more things, give ourselves more opportunities to challenge ourselves, to grow, to meet people. Be the spontaneous yes man friend in the best way possible. Say yes to things that you know align with you, even if it scares you a little bit, even if it intimidates you, even if you don't really know that many people or people at all going to these things. Challenge yourself to get comfortable with the uncomfortable. I say this all the time. I'm always talking about the abundance mindset, optimistic mindset, really just like believing in yourself and believing that you can do and achieve hard things, that you can do and achieve whatever you set your mind out to. That is the energy and that is the mindset that I want you to have this fall moving forward. If you don't have this mindset already, it is your time. This is your sign to start having that mindset. If you have a negative thought come up about anything, if we're speaking negatively to ourselves, I want you to start practicing the counteracting of those negative thoughts. So say you have this thought that comes up and you're like, oh, I can't do that. That's so not me. Like, I can't do that. I want you to immediately counteract that and be like, no, I can do that. I can do that. I'm confident. I'm capable. I may not be perfect at it. I may not be great at it, but maybe I will be. I can do it. Speak kinder to yourself. I think the way in which we speak to ourselves is beyond important. Like, the relationship we have with ourselves impacts how we hold ourselves, how we interact and have relationships with other people, the way that we choose or choose not to do certain things. When we speak kinder to ourselves, when we do this more regularly, we are more confident. We have a higher self-esteem. I would say your self-esteem is kind of like your internal confidence, and then your confidence is your outward confidence. So confidence is how you appear to other people and the actions you take, but you can be like a really confident person but still have low self-esteem. But our goal here, everyone listening to Morning Ray, I want you guys to have high self-esteem and high self-confidence. That is your goal. I want you to feel hot from the inside out. Okay, got it? Get it? Good. Yes to taking care of ourselves. I want you to get ready every day. You will feel so much better if you take time to get dressed, to do your skincare, to do your makeup, your hair, to get dressed and wear something that makes you feel good, that you feel confident in, that you feel comfortable in. I don't care what it is. As long as you feel comfortable and confident in it, wear it. Practice good hygiene. Do all the things that make you feel good about yourself, from brushing your teeth, using your water flosser, washing your hair regularly, doing your skincare, booking in your facial appointments, going to the doctor when you need to, going to the dentist. Do all the things that make you feel really good. Take time to shower. I know when we're feeling down and we're feeling depressed and whatnot, it can be really hard to do these little mundane things that we know will make us feel better. But if you get into the habit of taking time each day, it doesn't have to be like full glam, like a full beat. Just like do what you know you feel comfortable in, you feel your most confident, hottest, sexiest self in. And I want you to do that more often. It shouldn't just be reserved for special occasions. I want you to feel like your best and highest self every single day. That is our goal for fall. If you're doing this already, great. You're a superstar. You get bonus points. If you're not doing it super consistently or it's something you don't really prioritize, this is your sign to start prioritizing it. On top of taking care of ourselves, I want you to also keep your space clean. I've said this before and I'll say it again, a clear space equals a clear mind. If our space is getting cluttered, if we are abandoning taking care of it, that is a reflection of what is going on in your head. So what can you do to start to take care of that? You can first start off with the easiest and most simple thing as cleaning your space, because you will just feel so much lighter, you'll feel so much more productive, and there'll be less physical clutter. And then we can go and deal with the internal clutter in our head by journaling, by going to therapy, meditation, movement, all the stuff. The last key point about our mindset this fall is that the world is your oyster. You can do whatever you put your mind to. I'm telling you that right now. I'm your biggest fan. I want to be the little angel on your shoulder telling you can do it. Even if it seems scary, even if it's different from whatever everyone else is doing, you can do whatever you put your mind to. I promise you. You just have to choose to be consistent, to show up, and to put in hard work, and to believe in yourself. Because if you do those three other things and you're not believing in yourself, then you're half-assing it. You might as well not do it. If you can't believe in yourself, how can you expect other people to believe in you? The world is truly your oyster. You can do whatever you want. You can go after whatever you want. You just need to let go of expectations and opinions and judgments of other people. Easier said than done, but you can do it. The world is truly your oyster, and you can achieve whatever you want to achieve this fall. I believe in you, and you should believe in you. On to our habits and routine. I feel like fall is the time of the year where we're getting organized. We're setting up our Google calendars if they're not set up already. We're getting ourselves a new planner if we don't have one for this fall. Maybe we forgot about it and stopped using it. I love Google Calendar, or you can use iCal, whatever you want. But I love Google Calendar. Color code it, put in all your appointments, your meetings, your plans, your workouts, deadlines for school, for work, whatever it is. Put your goals in and when you want to achieve them by. Really make it a whole thing. And I'm sure there's tutorials online on TikTok, on YouTube, wherever. You can also use a Notion if that's your shit. I love a physical planner, especially if you're in school. I haven't used a physical planner in a really hot second, if we're being honest over here. But when I was using a planner and I was in school, my favorite planner was my passion planner and then the Mind Your Business planner by Nitzan Reader. But my passion planner was actually the first planner that I got that got me to actually use it and not just like buy it and use it for a week. I love that thing. I had it the one with the hourly breakdown every single day. I got like the medium academic size. It was the best thing ever. I highly, highly recommend Passion Planner. I'll link it in the show notes. Everything I mention that's like something that you can purchase or buy, I'll link in the show notes always, or do my best to. If I forget, just DM me at Alana Bloomberg or at Morning Ray Podcast on Instagram, and I'll make sure to give that to you. Okay, so we're organized. We got our digital calendar. We got our physical planner. Now we need to get moving. Morning walks. I'm not going to shut up about the morning walks. The morning walks are essential. People call it a hot girl walk for a reason, because you are going to get hotter by being consistent with your hot girl walk in the morning. And you can be a boy or whatever and still do your hot girl walk. You can call it whatever the fuck you want. But you are going to get yourself up early. You're going to give yourself an extra 30 minutes. Or if you really don't have time for that, it can be less, but ideally 30. I feel like 30 is the happy sweet spot. If you want to walk longer, go for it. But get yourself up early and get moving. Move for 30. It can be a social thing, like I said, with a friend, a roommate, a partner can join you, or you can just go by yourself and this can be your me time. The benefits, Alana, you're probably asking. Fresh air. As fresh as the city air can be, or maybe you're lucky and live by the ocean or in the countryside, or I don't know, somewhere where the air is better than Toronto's air. You get fresh air. You get vitamin D from the sun, even if it's a little gloomy. I mean, don't quote me on that, but vitamin D from the sun, endorphins, because working out releases endorphins. Endorphins are our happy hormone. Happy people are just better people. It also helps regulate your circadian rhythm, aka better sleep. You're put into a better headspace. You cannot tell me that you do not feel better from doing a little movement, from going on a little walk around the block. Whenever I'm like feeling like finicky, if I'm feeling like kind of in my head, if I've noticed I've been scrolling too much, if I'm getting cabin fever, I go on a little walk around the block and I feel so much better. So don't shake it until you try it. Also, going on a little walk in the morning makes you feel so much more productive. I feel so much more productive and better about myself and what I'm doing with my life thanks to my little 30-minute hot girl walk. So go on your walk. Get yourself up early and get moving. You can do it. I believe in you. Prioritize your sleep schedule. Hot girls get their 8 hours of sleep. Create a good sleep environment. Invest in good sheets. Don't cheap out on your sheets. If you can afford to buy really good sheets, it will change your life. I'm telling you right now, it will change your life. I'm not being dramatic here. Good sheets will change your life. If you take anything from this podcast, take it that like your bed is your oasis and you should invest money into it. And if you buy good things for it, they will last you if you take care of them. Emphasis, you have to take care of them. You can't just like wash them incorrectly. Take care of them. I personally find I sleep better when I make my room, my home, colder. So I drop my thermostat to around like 68, 69 when I sleep. During the day, it's around like 70 to 72. But I heard one somewhere. I think actually Shervin from Symbiotica mentioned this when he was on the podcast. So if you want to go listen to that episode, you can. But you will like sleep so much better when you are in a colder environment. You get a deeper sleep. You feel more rested. You won't wake up because you're overheating. It's all around so much better. Blackout curtains, making sure your room is dark enough, is really important, and investing in a proper pillow. I love my Tempur-Pedic pillows. I never used to really care about what pillow I had, to be honest. Like, I would just get random ones from Costco as long as they were like fluffy enough. But ladies, this pillow has literally changed my life. I'm a side sleeper. Even when I do sometimes sleep on my back, this pillow is still really comfortable. I got it from Sleep Country. It's a Canadian mattress place. But Tempur-Pedic pillows, expensive, but life-changing. Truly life-changing. I have never slept better than on a Tempur-Pedic pillow, and I pride myself on the comfort of my bed. My mattress is also superior. I have an ND mattress, kind of memory foam. I don't really know, but look into it. I have never gotten more compliments from the men that have slept in my bed. Like, I'm always told that my bed is super comfy and that they don't want to leave it. So take with that what you will. My bed is my favorite thing ever. Like, nothing compares. Even like, I've slept in one hotel, like high-end like hotels, and nothing compares to my own bed. So invest in your bed. I sleep so well majority of the time. I also love my Hatch alarm clock. While we're on the topic of our sleep schedule and everything, I truly live for my Hatch. Like, if you're listening to this, Hatch, or if you know someone, if they're your client or something, like, please sponsor me. I freaking love this thing. It's changed my life. I love the sound machine. I play Rain while I sleep. I used to do like brown noise or white noise, and I think I've told you guys that before, but I love the rain when I sleep. I will still play it when someone else is in my bed. I don't care. I feel like I've gotten a little unhinged on this podcast, but it's fine. I think it's for the girls. I also love the sunrise alarm clock. It is clutch, especially as our days are going to get shorter in the fall and into the winter. RIP to us. I hate short days, but my Hatch makes it better. It helps you wake up in those early mornings before work or school if it's still dark. I've also saw on TikTok, I can't remember, I think it was Acquired Style posted this, but there is a new pumpkin spice sunrise and espresso like Sabrina Carpenter sound for the alarm clock apparently, and that's pretty cool. I also saw on my app that there's a brat themed, like Charlie XCX brat themed light for at night, and it's green. Like, okay, pop off Hatch, like so cool. But honestly, this Hatch alarm clock has literally changed my life. It is not sponsored. I spent the $300 or whatever dollars on it. I love it. I have the Hatch Restore 2, again linked in the show notes always, but I swear it has also helped lower my cortisol levels when waking up, because I swear to God, the Apple alarm clock gives me PTSD and it gives me a heart attack when I wake up. Still on the topic of sleep hygiene, sleep schedule, getting your 8 hours, I'm going to remind you and encourage you and be the little voice in your ear, the little angel on your shoulder, to not scroll before bed, to try to put your phone away at least an hour before bed. This is also some advice for myself because I kind of suck at this sometimes, but I want to encourage you to pick up your book and read before bed instead of scrolling. This will help make you more relaxed, limit the blue light, and also just makes your eyes tired, and I always sleep so much better. In the morning, when your alarm goes off, you are going to count down from 5, sit up, drink water, and get the fuck out of bed. No more hitting snooze. We will actually feel worse off if we hit snooze. And there's a million other host of things that come along with hitting snooze multiple times. And you never feel better by hitting snooze. Think to yourself and ask yourself this question. Have you ever actually felt better when you had to wake up after hitting snooze once, twice, maybe 5 times? No. I feel groggier. I feel like, I don't know, it takes me longer to actually wake up. But when I follow this little thing, when my alarm goes off, I count down from 5, I get up, I drink water, I get out of bed, I feel so much better. And then try to see daylight or light from your Hatch, if you have one, after waking up to help regulate your circadian rhythm, stop the production of melatonin, your sleep hormone. And that's also why your morning hot girl walk is so key. You need that light. I feel like we all focus on all the other health and wellnessy things about our health, like what we're eating, how we're moving, what's in our food, blah, blah, blah. But we forget about sleep. We're like, oh, I can get away with 4 hours. And I'm definitely that bitch sometimes, a lot of the times. And I abuse my sleep schedule. But we are on a mission this fall, this back to school season, to be great with our sleep, to go to bed and wake up at pretty similar time majority of the time, as consistently as possible, to create good sleep environments, to get that deep REM sleep. Sleep is when our body recovers, when it repairs itself. If you are on a fitness journey, it helps with that muscle gain. If you're trying to lose weight or anything like that, or even just manage your stress and your cortisol and all of that, like, sleep is so important. I'm telling you, if you sleep more, you will live a longer, healthier life. You will mentally feel so much better. But then again, everything in moderation. Too much sleep also isn't good. So do your own research, do your own experimentation. Self/independent learning. You guys know I've been on this. You know I've been on it. It's so, so, so important. And it also helps us feel more confident, smarter, more knowledgeable. That could just be me. That's just from my own experiences. But I personally feel a lot more fulfilled when I take time to learn outside of work, outside of school, in things that I'm interested in. A lot of the times it is like self-improvement, mindset, hacking type of things, because I love shit like that. But it just makes us feel so much more fulfilled and also makes us more interesting people. It also gets us to stop scrolling and spending so much of our time on social media. It stops us doom scrolling and it adds to our lives a whole lot more. I love habit stacking educational self-help podcasts with my morning skincare. So like, while I'm taking time to get ready in the morning, I love habit stacking, listening to a podcast, or I'll listen to it while I'm on the walk. But really encourage yourself to either read or listen to podcasts that encourage learning, whether it's like a nonfiction book, self-help book, whatever it is. Another habit we are doing this fall is making our coffee and food at home and doing it in a way that makes us feel really good. I personally have perfected my at-home coffee setup with my Breville, but I'm also going to share with you guys how you can do the same with your Nespresso machine, because I know majority of you have a Nespresso machine. You know, I love a good coffee shop. You know, I love a good solo coffee date or a date with a friend. But the little things really do add up, and life is really expensive right now. So I'm doing my best, as should you, to make more things at home like my coffee. So the key notes are, when you are making your coffee, is number one, what coffee you're using. Number two, how you're brewing your espresso. Number three, the ratio of milk to espresso. And number four, /5, what kind of milk and if you need any sweeteners that you're using. For the Nespresso, these are the pods that I like, and I think the pods that you use make or break whether you're going to like your coffee at home. I'll link them in the show notes, as I've said a million times, so that's easy for you to shop and remember. But the key here is to buy the double shot of espresso pods. You do not want a coffee pod for your latte, because I know most of you are trying to make an iced latte or a hot latte at home, and you're using the wrong pod, and then it's tasting wrong, and it's the wrong ratio, and it tastes too watery or whatever. So if you have the virtual machine, I personally love these three pods. I like the Bianco Piccolo, the Bianco Doppio, and the Double Espresso Dolce pod. And these work for either a hot or cold latte situation. If you have the original machine, I like the Scuro, the Ristretto, and Arpeggio pods. I'll have these linked, so don't you worry. For my Breville, I personally buy the Forget-Me-Not blend espresso beans roasted by DeMello, sold at Forget-Me-Not. Obviously, if you don't live in Toronto, you can't get those. But I recommend buying beans from a local cafe and making sure they're recently roasted over going to like a grocery store or ordering from a mass manufacturer online or something. Because if the beans aren't fresh, the coffee will be flat, it will be acidic, and it's not going to taste great, and you're going to hate it. And when it comes to like the type of beans that I look for, I go for a medium roast over a dark roast. I make sure they're espresso beans, not coffee beans, because it's different. And I look for notes of cocoa, caramel, or something along those lines, other than like a fruity notes, because I find coffee like that too acidic for my likings. You may like that more, but I personally prefer like a more chocolatey taste to my coffee. When you brew your espresso, you need to brew it into its own little cup. You don't want to brew it onto ice if you're making an ice drink. If you brew espresso directly onto ice, it's going to make it super bitter and change the entire taste profile of the coffee. I'm being serious. Like, it actually will. So if you're doing that, stop. You're ruining your coffee. And if you like adding like a vanilla syrup or caramel or hazelnut or whatever it is, I personally like to do like a pump of that in the cup that I'm brewing the espresso in, so that like blends all together when it's brewing. If you're having a hot drink, froth your milk and then pour the milk into the cup with espresso that you're having. You can watch videos online on how to properly do this, how much froth you should have, like the different variations for like a cappuccino versus a flat white versus a latte, etc. I really like Ethan Rhodes videos he posts on TikTok and Instagram. If you're having a cold drink, you want to add your ice to the glass that you're going to drink the coffee out of, then pour the milk pretty much like the entire cup. This is for like a nice latte, so around like 3/4 full of the cup is milk, and then you pour your espresso over top and then you mix it. In terms of cooking food at home, this is not sponsored at all, but I have become HelloFresh's number one biggest fan. I've been paying for it out of pocket all summer. I know they have sponsored the pod before and I've worked with them before, but I've been paying for my HelloFresh. I also have Factor, which has also been a sponsor before, but it has literally changed my life, not to be dramatic. You guys know I've been on a mission to stop ordering Uber Eats so much, because when I look at my monthly spend at Uber Eats, I've actually never looked at the sum of just Uber Eats, but majority of my credit card bill statements are Uber Eats, and we are on a mission to stop doing that, because you just feel like shit eating food out all the time, even if it's healthy options. And HelloFresh has been the one thing in living alone in my 20s that has really helped me be consistent with making more food at home. I love cooking at home. It's just like buying groceries for a million different things is, one, expensive. Two, I never end up being able to use everything because I'm only one person. And HelloFresh just makes it simple. I pick out my recipes or like the meal kits that I want. I get 3 each week, each for 2 people. So I got like either 2 two dinners or a lunch and a dinner out of it. And it's super easy and I don't think about it. It's less wasteful in my opinion because I don't have like extra lettuce or things like that that could go bad. I literally only have what I need for those recipes, which is super great. And it's more cost effective in my opinion. In Canada, the 3-meal, 2-person box comes out to around like $85 a week. And you get 3 proteins with that. And normally like a thing of chicken is like $13 at minimum, if not more. So I feel like it's very, very cost effective. And then it ensures that I make meals at home. I also love the factor meals for when I don't feel like cooking. I just pop it in the microwave. And that also stops me from getting Uber Eats. I don't have a code for you guys, but I will post like my personal link that I have from the HelloFresh website that you can use. It's not like a partnership code, but it's just like the one that you can just send your friends. You guys are my friends. I'm going to send it to you. I think it gives you a free box or something like that. So I'll put that in the show notes for you guys. Moving on. I love to revamp my workout routine for fall or like any season. I love changing up my workout split with the seasons to keep it fresh and exciting. Right now, I really have been loving doing Pilates and having that be like my main form of movement. You guys have known this. Whenever I get asked on Instagram for like my Monday Ask Lan column, I'm always saying what my workout routine is. It's that it's majority Pilates. I stopped weightlifting so intensively. I feel like it was making my body super inflamed and I was getting burnt out from it. Most of the time it's just one reformer Pilates class a week because it is really freaking expensive, but it's so worth it. And I've seen the biggest amount of change in my strength, especially with my core, both in terms of like how I feel in the class and like in other exercise types, like other forms of movement. And also physically, I feel like my core has never been so toned and tight, and my waist looks insane for me because I feel like normally I don't really have a waist. I'm more of a boxy athletic build and I have a waist right now. So I'm attributing that to reformer Pilates, but I love going to Jaybird in Yorkville. I love it there. I prefer like a more traditional Pilates approach over like a Legree. And then I also love doing heated mat classes. I also do this at Jaybird. Sometimes that's Sweat and Tonic, but I do that 1 to 2 times a week. I've been trying to run once a week at minimum. I use Runna to train. You guys can use code Alana. I absolutely love this app. Literally the best thing ever. If you don't know how to run, if you want to learn how to run, if you are doing a race or want to do a race, like there's literally every single type of plan. And then they also have like Pilates and strength and mobility and everything on there as well. And then I also love to do a HIIT class of some sort, whether I'm going to Barry's. I think I might actually have a link for Barry's as well. I'm just the master of free classes. Barry's or boxing. I love doing boxing. I get to train with my friend Adam. He likes to fight with me, which is fun. Or I'll go to like Sweat and Tonic in Toronto, like any sort of like HIIT class where I'm like lifting weights and running. I love to do that still like once a week, but not as like my primary form of movement. Pilates is primary, and then the running and the HIIT and strength are supplementary. And then obviously the 30-minute hot girl walks with the ball of bangles on my ankles on days where I'm not working out or I just need to get out of the house and get moving. I love doing that in the morning. So that's my current kind of workout routine and kind of what I'm going to continue into fall. It could change. You guys know I go through all my phases and obsessions with everything and anything in my life, but this is where I'm at. Lastly, to finish us out, we're going to do our fall essentials. The theme of my fall essentials is investing in good quality basics. Think things that you can take from day to night, good quality basics, less is more capsule wardrobe mindset. Number one, invest in a good wool coat. I personally love my slouch coat from Aritzia. It took me a few years to get myself to pull the trigger because it is like $400, but it is truly the best investment I ever made. And I wore it so much this past year since buying it. I looked at cheaper options from H&M and Zara and Dynamite and all these other places, and none of them were 100% wool. They were all like majority polyester. And I wanted a jacket that not only looked good, like a peacoat situation, but I wanted it to actually keep me warm. And I literally wore this jacket into the winter, even though it was like even when it's cold in Toronto. So highly recommend investing in a good wool coat. Aritzia has a bunch of different silhouettes. I personally love the slouch coat. The one coat is also really popular. They have more tailored ones. I prefer the more like oversized Hailey Bieber look. For more lighter fashion forward coats, I like Zara for this. I still choose pieces that I would imagine in a capsule wardrobe, timeless things, things that I can dress up, dress down, but I love Zara for this. It's more affordable and their jackets are honestly really cute and good quality. Another staple in terms of jackets is a good leather jacket. Go and thrift it. Do not buy it from Aritzia. Do not buy it from some expensive designer. Go on eBay, go to a thrift store and look for a Denier men's leather jackets. That's literally what I wear. I get asked about it all the time. You guys always ask about it. I literally got it from eBay. I think it was $100. It has a thermal insert that you can take in and out. I wear it throughout the winter. It's warm enough with a sweater underneath. It looks so good. It's like that Hailey Bieber oversized look. I literally put in the search bar Denier men's leather jacket size medium. So good. So good. And it was like basically new condition and it was the best thing I've ever done. And it's probably like my most worn jacket. And when it's a bit warmer out, you just take the thermal insert out and it's perfectly fine. Next up, we're kind of like jumping down to feet now, like shoes and whatnot, but I love a good staple sneaker. I love getting a new sneaker for the new season. I'm a big fan of New Balance 550s, even though they've become a lot more like basic, but I love them. They're so comfortable. I love that you can dress them up, dress them down. I also love the Reebok Club C85 shoes, specifically the vintage model. Those are my favorite. I also like the double Club C, like the ones that are platform. A knee-high boot, the perfect like leather, black leather knee-high boot. My go-to ones are from Black Suede Studios. I really want to pair with heels because these ones are more like of a lug sole flat boot, but I've been eyeing ones from Cezanne. I've heard a lot of good things about Dolce Vita and Zara. Good socks. The TNA Best Ever Ankle Socks and the Aloe Unisex Half Crew Throwback Sock have changed my life. They are so comfy. I feel like they just look clean and aesthetic. I'm never embarrassed about my socks anymore because I used to have like the Puma Costco ankle socks that everyone had. And then these other ones from Amazon that I just found got really gross really fast. I've been living in these TNA socks for forever and I love them so much. Another essential for fall is a good staple long sleeve and short sleeve t-shirt. I personally love the Skims cotton jersey ones. They fit so well. They hug your body really great. And I find that like, I don't know, I kept finding that a lot of like tighter shirts like under my armpits when I sweat would smell funny because it was like polyester or something. But I love these cotton jersey ones from Skims. They're definitely worth the investment and they hold up so well if you take care of them. Again, the theme here is good quality basics, classy, simple, timeless. We're gonna finish off with some skincare products that I've been loving and have been obsessed with and will continue to use going into the fall, and same with hair products. Starting off with skincare, I'm a big Rode fan. I absolutely love the cleanser and glazing milk. I just purchased some more of that. My SkinCeuticals vitamin C, my Rode peptide fluid, glazing fluid, whatever it's called, the Natrium multi-peptide moisturizer. I know so many people were obsessed with this and I was like, what the hell is the hype with this? No, I absolutely love it and I'm basically done it. And the Kosas Dream Beam SPF, I really do love. As per hair products, my hair type, if you don't know, is really curly hair and it's fine, but I have a lot of it. So I'm always looking for strengthening yet hydrating products because I use a lot of heat on my hair. So I love the Pureology Strength Shampoo and Conditioner, the Redken Acidic Gloss Bonding thing to keep my hair super glossy and shiny. It just makes it so cute, for lack of a better word. I'm still a huge fan of the Color Wow Dream Coat situation, especially because it's still really humid here and I just find it cuts my blow dry time in half and it makes my hair so much more sleek when I blow it out. Also been loving the Dyson pre and post style treatments, which I've told you about. The Orbe hairspray and texture spray are my holy grail. The Olaplex hair oil I have fallen back in love with. And then for my blow dry, I'm always using this Shark Beauty Flex Style. And then to curl my hair, I always use the GHD Soft Curl Tong curling iron. Those are all my favorites for fall. That is my mindset, my routines, my habits, everything for a fall reset, a back to school reset. I hope you had your notebooks out. If not, go grab them and re-listen to this episode all over. I love you guys so much. I love seeing you guys share that you're listening to Morning Ray on Instagram and TikTok. I love reading your reviews. It means so much to me. So I would love if you could help support the pod and leave a review, hopefully a 5-star rating for the podcast. And thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much, and we'll chat soon. Bye, guys.